next item is Breakwater MRRPC Revised Plan Road 268.
Mr. Chairman, let the record show a request of being excused from this item.
Other than better than that, Mr. Gordy will excuse you from this item.
Mr. Chairman, this is a revised site plan for a 185-unit RPC. The developers are requesting some revisions to the previously approved plan. First is for a front and rear yard aggregate setback of 30 feet. The previously approved plan was for 40 feet, and they're also requesting 5-foot side yard setbacks for the duplex and triplex units. And the second revision is to the parking requirements. 236 parking spaces are required based on the current code. Duplexes and triplexes require 152 spaces, and 152 is provided. That includes an attached garage for each unit. The multifamily townhouses require 84 spaces, and 84 provided. That includes an attached garage for 3 and 4 bedroom units and a 2-car attached garage for 5 bedroom units. And since the project's an RPC, the commission may amend height, area, and bulk requirements if you feel it creates a superior design.
Do we know why there's so many changes that are being requested on this?
It's a deduction from. I wonder if it has anything to do with that.
I believe there's someone here they're representing this application, this site plan, whatever.
Who?
All right then. Well, if you'll give us your names.
Good afternoon. My name is Jessica Nichols with Meridian Architects and Engineers, and I'm here with Mr. Ben Gordy of Ocean Atlantic on behalf of the developer. What we are requesting today, as Mr. Abbott stated, was a revision to the parking requirement as well as a revision to the setbacks. My understanding is that both of these are relating to changes in the proposed architecture and buildings that they want to supply on site, as well as when we originally did the layout, we assumed that there were going to be 2-car garages, and there, in fact, are only going to most likely be single-car garages to a lot of the duplex and triplex units. So we actually added a couple sections of off-street parking to make up for those changes.
I would make a note when I miss the gentleman's first name.
Ben Gordy.
How many of the duplex and triplex units are built? There's not many of them in this.
I'm sorry, how many are built?
Duplexes and triplexes.
We have 2 duplex buildings built and 1 triplex unit built.
Lawrence and I were in there one day last week. It's basically single family right now.
Basically what?
Single family homes that they're building right now.
Okay.
I couldn't think there was more than 5 duplex or triplex buildings in there.
Triplexes mostly. Over here.
Sure. The going from 2-car garage to 1-car garage, it's in this area of the duplex and the triplex.
As well as, I believe, the townhome sections
yes.
also.
Which is where?
North, just
so
north of
Pilot Drive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are not the fee simple lots. They're the ones just in the open space. You probably have to look on sheet 2. I don't think they're shown on sheet 1.
The one group says there's a 2-car garage, right?
Well, the 5-unit buildings will have 2-car garages, I believe, and any other units will have 1-car garage.
It's two units in each building of units 22A through 22F, 23A through 23F, and 24A through 24F. Two units in each of those buildings have two-car garages.
Or will, correct?
Those buildings are constructed already.
So those four will have a two-car garage?
Yes, and then the other units will have a one-car garage.
And then parking for a second car goes down, goes either down over here or in these five, six spots over here?
In the driveways as well.
Okay.
So what's being lost?
Nothing's being lost. It's really only a revision to we originally showed the parking being made through the garage spaces and the drive spaces, and those are being eliminated based on the change in the architecture, and we had to make up for them in, you know, the little clusters of the off-street spaces.
So there's still going to be 236 spaces provided?
Yes.
And is there some kind of prohibition of converting the garages to living units or part of the residence?
Not that I'm aware of.
So that they stay garages?
Yeah, they'll all be garages, one-car garages, no living in there.
But there's, do the covenants prohibit them from being converted to dens or whatever?
I believe so. I'd have to double check that, but I believe they're garages.
My concern is if they're right at the line with exactly the number of spaces, and over time the attached spaces are converted to dens or otherwise not used as parking, then you become short in the amount of parking that's provided.
But I believe that we can use garage spaces in the past on multifamily for the parking rationale.
I'm not saying you can't.
Okay.
I'm just saying that's what you're starting it out as, but is that going to be the same over time? Is that going to be a garage over time?
Right. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'd have to check our covenant, but I'm pretty sure that they're going to remain garages. I don't think you can convert those into any living spaces.
I mean, obviously, the surface spaces will remain parking. It's the ones that are within structures that I'm concerned about.
Right.
So are all the two-car garages that are shown in that area around Roebuck Lane and Swanendale Avenue, they were there originally?
Those were the original blocks that were on the record plan. That's not the actual units that were built.
Say that again, please.
The units that are on here are just the big box of what was originally proposed. They aren't representative of what's actually built in the field as far as the garage units. But we didn't graphically take them off of the townhouses, but we just didn't include that in our calculation for the parking stalls.
So you're building all these, are these all garages here or in this area that says stormwater management open space area?
No, if you look at in the data column under the parking rationale, in the multifamily townhome section, it delineates of those units there. There are 18 of those are three-bedroom units, 12 are four-bedroom, and 6 are five-bedroom. And then it breaks down further, you know, how many garages are provided. It's in the 3 and 4 bedroom units, there's a one-car garage. That's in the data column. And in the 5 unit, there's a two-car garage.
So like 18A and 18B, those are actual units, townhouse units?
Yes.
Okay. From the one description, it appears though you were building separate garages, but you're not. That's part of the townhouse.
The garages are part of the townhouse unit?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Not separate?
No.
A follow-up to what Rick just brought up. There was a project down in the Longneck area, a private
unit owner came in and tried to get a building permit to enclose or make the garage a den or a living room.
Right.
Permit counter brought it over to our offices and we stopped it.
We had that problem in Tower Shores years ago.
That may be where the problem may arise with the private home or unit owner trying to get the permit. So we may have to.
Once again, it's that issue of information at the time of sale. You know, that is something that, and I don't know that we have any way of enforcing anything like that, but that is really something that the prospective buyer should be told that garage conversion is not an option for them because that garage has been included in the parking calculation for the development. I just think it's a fairness issue, frankly. I think you should tell people, because you know what, it's a pretty common thing for people to do, to convert their garage to some other use. It gets done all the time.
Especially in townhouse developments.
Yeah, so I'll just leave it at that. I don't think we have any ability to impose that kind of condition, do we? Can we ask to have that be put on a site plan? I bet we could.
You could have that on the site plan, I think.
You could make that a part of your approval there, Mr. Johnson. You could make history this afternoon.
I've had enough problems with trying to make history.
Well, you can make this history without running afoul of the ordinance.
But if they're agreeable to it.
Why don't you try that?
Yeah. Are we reducing the number of parking units that were previously approved?
No.
That's all, it's just being distributed differently.
So where do guests park? Someone has a party and they have a half dozen people show up. Where are they going to park? Is there parking available on the street?
The we added 6 off-space units in the townhouse area and 14 off-street spaces in the duplex area. But other than the driveways,
I think the hope is that not too many people will throw a party on the same day.
One Super Bowl party per development.
There you go.
Yeah, per year.
Don't put that on the site plan.
Yeah. Can we do that by lottery?
Can't put that one on the site plan. But.
We get good advice. Don't we? Yes, we do.
And tell me about your, if you would please, your the revision of the front and rear yard versus what was previously approved.
Well, what was previously approved was an aggregate of 40 feet between the front and rear setback, and we're asking to reduce that to a 30-foot aggregate. And we're also asking to reduce the side yards. From it previously said 20, but the 20 applied to the end units of the duplex clusters, not obviously in between them. So we're asking to reduce that to 5 feet, based again on an architectural desire to put a different unit on those lots.
Are we talking about bigger units? Is that
a bigger footprint?
A bigger footprint.
A larger first floor to accommodate the market at this.
Yeah, we're kind of looking to offer more first floor living space, so master bedrooms on the first floor and kind of less space on the second floor.
Bigger parties.
And by aggregate, are you? Tell me what you mean by aggregate.
So 10 in the front and 20 in the rear. So a total of, that's how we have it shown on here.
10 in the front and 20 in the rear.
Yes.
By aggregate, could you put 5 in the front and 25 in the back?
You could. And I can't remember exactly where the aggregate came from. I think that was something in the original. Is that in the code?
The townhouse type unit?
Yeah, a duplex.
You're splitting 40. Isn't it 40 foot?
Yeah.
Right. It's 40 foot aggregate, right, and we're asking to reduce it to a 30 foot aggregate.
Mr. Link, under that type of thinking, is it theoretically possible to have a 0 in the front and 40 or 30 in the back?
Yeah, I'm double, we don't get it very often, double checking myself right now. Depth of front and rear yard of a townhouse must have an aggregate of not less than 40 feet. Distribution of the required aggregate of front and rear yard total will be subject to site plan review. Any rear yard adjacent to the lot, line of a lot in a single family residential district will be 20. So it's up to the, it could be 5 and 35, but still have to maintain 40.
And that's still going to come back on site plan review?
Yeah, so that's have site plan review anyway, and that's what we're applying for.
Which is treated differently from multifamily, right? We're talking about these being townhouses, and that's what pulls that in.
Yeah, but I was reading with just townhouses. You don't have to deal with the aggregate on a
right.
on a multifamily structure.
And in the
still have 40-foot spacing between buildings.
Right, which we have on here, and just if you take the front and rear setbacks on the single lots, they add up to 25 feet. So it's actually still, it's more in like with the single family units with the shallower front setback. So instead of a 40 foot, we're just requesting a 30 foot.
You mentioned a 5 foot setback. What you mean?
That's the side yard setback. We're requesting a revision from 20 feet on the side to 5 feet on the side, although I still believe there will be a separation required of 40 feet between the outermost clusters of units.
So on the two end units, the 40 feet stays.
Once you get without that 165-foot kind of box, they'll all be clustered together, and then once you get outside of that, then you have the 40-foot spacing, which is maintained on here.
In between the inside that box, you want to go from 20 to 5.
Right. What, and it'll be a separation of 10, really, between the buildings.
5 on this side.
Yeah.
Comments, or shall we take it under advisement? I'm not looking at you, Mr. Gordon. I'm looking at Mr. Smith, sir.
Hi.
I guess the question I might have is the revision and the setbacks, in your opinion, have any cause and effect on the ability of the fire department to
No, and actually I went and talked to Mr. Milliken at Building Code, and there is no separation required for fire, but I asked him how close essentially could, you know, safety-wise, could the buildings be to each other, and he said as long as there was 3 feet in between the buildings, that was Building Code, and we'll have 10-foot at the minimum.
Were these buildings going to be sprinkled anyhow, or...
I think they have to have firewall, 2-hour firewall in the middle, and then one all around it. But I can't. That's kind of an architectural.
Yeah, these buildings aren't sprinkled.
Okay. But no hampering of legitimacy of the firefighters to respond
right.
to a fire, and the relocation of the parking. Does that benefit the community? Does that embrace any design aspects such as traffic calming measures or anything that would reduce the stormwater runoff?
No, I mean, it is obviously an additional impervious in that area, but there's a decrease in the impervious for the driveway since some of them are now one-car garages with, you know, versus the 20-foot wide driveway for a two-car garage. So I would venture to guess that it's pretty similar as far as overall impervious, and wouldn't warrant changes in stormwater.
You're familiar how there are people that indicate that certain ways of parking cars can act as traffic calming devices, much like a roundup or speed mm-hmm. bumps in effect. And so there's not that benefit to this design? Or is
I don't know that there is a benefit. Okay. To having the parking as it is shown, but not a negative effect either.
Thank you.
Mr. Abbott, do you know if in the original proposal, if there were any issues or concerns that were addressed concerning this particular project that need to be taken under consideration in these revisions?
No, not that I'm aware of. This was on a previous agenda last fall, but no one was present on behalf of the developer and engineering firm, and there were questions that we couldn't answer.
Mr. Lang, the staff is comfortable with the proposed revisions that are presented here tonight?
With the approval of the commission?
Yes.
It's your authority.
I understand. But in terms of your review of what was submitted?
No, I don't. As long as they meet the minimum, that's what we have to review. They've got adequate parking. They've altered it enough to justify bringing it before the commission for a review. In some cases, we do it ourselves because it's minor, lesser number or whatever. I did have one question, and you make reference to the 40-foot spacing between the townhouse buildings. You make reference to 40-foot spacing between the multifamily buildings. And your 5-foot side yard setback is only for the multifamily buildings, not the townhouses. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. So the breakwater was a part of
Cadbury
project. We had two projects in one.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning the breakwater MRRPC revised plan on Road 268, my motion is for a deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on breakwater MRRPC revised plan on Road 268 to give the commission more time for further consideration. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.